And it is that time, time for Dave Nave's segment, Web in Plain English. Dave, how are we doing this Friday morning?
Another Friday, Brad. How are you, man?
Like you said, another Friday, getting ready for the weekend. I'll be heading over to the fairgrounds for, are you going to make it out there?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's Auburn, one of Auburn's best, biggest and best events.
I've yet to go. It's my first year in Auburn. So.
Oh, really? It's totally fun.
Yeah, we get free tickets here, so.
Nice. Set up with some free tickets.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. So what are we talking about today?
So today, this show is going to be dedicated to exposing the really lame and unethical tactics of marketers and SEOs. There are many great marketers and SEOs out working in the world today. However, a question came in from a friend and follower of Dave Works who asked, Dave, can you please let people know about the marketers and SEOs who guarantee top rankings on Google? And I thought, he asked me to answer it on, thank you, Al Winchell. Big shout out to you, buddy. Thank you for the question. And I wanted to not only answer it, but I wanted to dedicate an entire show to it because it's a giant problem in my industry. Let me quickly introduce myself. I'm Dave Naves. My company's Dave Works. I've been a web nerd since the early 90s, building sites. We've been building websites forever now, over 23 years for companies like Ticketmaster, Disney Channel, Guess, City Search. Now we focus on small to medium businesses. I am a firm believer in small business America. It's what drives the economy, and I love getting small businesses into the big game. So today's show is going to be dedicated to helping protect small businesses from the, for lack of a better term, the pond scum that exists in my industry, which are unethical types who promise things like, number one rankings on Google, top rankings on Google, guaranteed search results. Okay, first of all, it's entirely a myth, okay? If you hear anyone ever guaranteeing top search results on Google, you should turn around and run, not walk away. Nobody can guarantee results on Google, including Google. Google it makes it their business to never guarantee anything. So if you're going to deal with a company that guarantees the results of another company that they don't own, okay, they're lying through their teeth. I'm just going to be very blunt and honest and transparent about this. Can you do well on search engines? Absolutely. There are ways to get top search results. Is it hard? Yes, it's hard. It's a lot of hard work. But that's what makes it great, right? It's supposed to be hard. But again, don't fall into the trap of the words that are just daily spoken and lied to tons of small businesses. We guarantee you top search results on Google. They can't do that. There is no such thing. Oftentimes, and I'm going to go into specifics. So number one, first, don't believe them. Okay, these guys are masters of telling businesses what they really want to hear, which is pay us a bunch of money and we'll guarantee you top search results. That's what most businesses want to hear because typically businesses are so busy taking care of their own business that it scares them and they think if they just throw some money at it, they're going to get found on Google. Okay. While Google, on the other hand, fights vehemently against it. They fight and fight and fight and continually update their algorithms, right? The actual pieces of software that prevent crummy search results. And I'm going to tell you why. I've talked about it before in other shows, but let me just tell you that again, that people can't guarantee the results of Google, right? Google doesn't even do it. They specifically don't guarantee search results. So again, just beware of these words that are spoken. Okay. Often what people will, these scummy companies will talk about is they say, quote unquote, and this is listen very carefully here because there's a huge distinction. What they're really saying is that they're going to guarantee you advertising, which has nothing to do with search engine optimization. SEO means search engine optimization. I've said over and over the maximum throughput for an ad on Google is around 4%. which means 96% of people do not click on an ad. So you'll get these really complicated contracts, right? Service level contracts that will be delivered, and most businesses don't read. It might as well be written in Sanskrit, right? When you get these things saying, we're going to give you reports, you get to pick the keywords, you get to blah, 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 blah. What they're really saying is they're going to buy AdWords on your behalf, which are the little ads, right? The little ads that you see on Google. And if you think about it for a second, the ones that you never click on, right? Those ads at the top and the ads at the bottom. So what they're really saying is that we're going to put you in the lowest 4th percentile, and we're going to guarantee you, top results, which sometimes it may be on page one, but they cannot guarantee it. So the words guarantee and Google should never be used in the same sentence. So what they're really, and I've said over and over again, the only time, I'm not saying that Google AdWords don't work. I mean, Google proves it every day that it works. $60 billion a year they make on advertising. But that doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. And secondarily, why would you put yourself in the lowest 4th percentile? Okay, if nobody, 96% of people don't click on those ads, why do you want to go there? Is it hard to get the organic search results, which are, yes, of course, everybody wants to get, the top page or the top 20 pages for that matter. Most people look at Google like a billboard, okay? Google's not a billboard. It's a three-dimensional, like, roulette wheel, right? That if your website has great content, then you've got a good chance of getting good results on Google. But don't let these marketers and these SEOs come out and guarantee those search results, only to give you, in the end, the advertising. And then they're going to give you these reports. They'll send you reports. You don't need to ever have a report sent to you. Oftentimes, they are doctored. Why would you want a doctored report? And then you get the report, and you don't even know what you're looking at. If you're doing it right with an ethical SEO or ethical marketing team, they will prove to you first and foremost on a clean browser that they know what they're doing, right, on the search engines. They're not going to go and show you a bunch of ads. They're going to show you organic search results that they've given their clients, or even here's a good way to test a good SEO, especially when it comes to local. Type in web design and then your city, or web design or web development or something like that in another city, a close city that perhaps they market to. See where they end up in their results. Okay, find, you can quickly tell it. You'll be able to see the results. See if their website is listed in the top search results on that specific search. So if they, meaning the whole point in that is, if they can't even do it for themselves, why do you think that they could do it for you? Okay, and I'll tell you, the local search results are where a lot of companies want to be, right? So, caterings, Sacramento or whatever it is, tire repair in Auburn, whatever it may be. You want to make sure that you're found in the organic search results. Organic. That means not in the map results. Okay, if you can get in the map results, great. But if you're on page one and you get the organic, which is down there, and you can see your website, right, your website link listed there, or you can look for theirs, that will tell you that they at least know what they're doing for them. Okay. Now, can they do it for you? That's the first place to check. Secondly, just, again, don't ever let them use the words, guaranteed. Secondly, what they also offer, they'll say things like, link popularity and link exchange tools. Okay, let me tell you about link exchange. Google hates link exchange websites. People say, hey, I'll trade you a link, or we'll put you a link on our website. Google has already marked those as bad sites. Okay, they don't want to see a bunch of fake link exchanges. What does that mean? Link exchange. Part of Google's algorithm that many SEOs, good and bad, will look for is they'll try to give you what are called backlinks. That means a direct link from their site to your site, because Google looks at that as saying, as part of their algorithm is like, okay, this is an important site. It's important enough to be linked to from another site. So if somebody writes an article and say, here's a good resource, link to www.daveworks.net. Okay, we have a lot of backlinks on our site, but they are absolutely organic and they are real. Okay, because like this radio show, all we try to do, and specifically me, I believe in great content and sharing information. So do we do well on the search engines? You better believe we do, but we work hard at it. Okay? But so we've got a lot of backlinks coming in. What Google hates and what they fight against are fake backlinks. I've worked with more than a few clients who've hired some of these scummy SEO guys who go out and do these link exchange programs, and they not only don't get great search results, they are actually removed from Google because it breaks Google's rules. Google absolutely has rules. So if you're going to get in the game of SEO, make sure you hire an ethical SEO. So link exchange programs, forget about it. You get an email saying, hey, I'd like to put a link, you know, to your site on our site, ignore it. Walk away. The other thing, website submission software. Okay, there are tons and tons of search engines out there. Okay, you know, for all intents and purposes, just worry about Google. Number one, if you want to, you know, don't ignore Bing, but Bing is always playing catch up. Bing is owned by Microsoft. Don't worry about it so much. What you should always concern yourself with is great content. Even submitting your site, in my opinion, isn't all that important. Why? Because Google's entire job, 95% of how it makes its money, is going out and crawling. It's called crawling the web. They want to click and find your content. Okay, so content is even more important than search engine optimization, believe it or not. Google would rather find a website that has awesome content than, you know, that isn't all that optimized, rather than an overly optimized website with crappy content. It's not interested. Why? Think about it through in terms of how Google thinks. Google wants to remain the number one search engine software. You use Google every day. Most likely you use Google every day. It costs you nothing. Okay? They make $60 billion a year based on being the number one search engine because they try to connect great information with people's queries. People are trying to find stuff. We're all selfish with our time. We want to type it in. We want to find what we're looking for. If they gave great search results on page one to crappy content, well, they're no longer going to become and remain the best search engine in the world. People will stop using them. So this is why every time Google updates its algorithms, they are trying to weed out the crummy content. They want the best content. So even if you don't have a huge website, I would always recommend blogging. We've been talking about that for weeks and weeks now. Put out great content. Whatever you know how to do, put out great website content. Google will find you and try to reward you by connecting you with your potential clients. Do not get caught into the trap of thinking that advertising is really going to help you. Let me back up. Advertising absolutely can work, but I would say only do Google AdWords, right, which is their advertising program, if the actual keyword or the whatever search you're trying to rank in is so overly populated that it's really hard for you to organically get there. Okay, at that point, spend a little bit of money. Get some company that's very good at getting Google AdWords happening for you. But again, stay away from the word guarantee. So that's really what I had to say this morning about this subject. I'm really passionate about it. I hope you can tell that I am. Stay away from the scum, you know, the pond scum of the industry. I'm sure you get the calls. I'm sure you get the emails saying we guarantee you top search results. It's a lie. It's just that simple. Google guarantees nothing. Write your great content. Continue to write great content. Share it to the socials and make the world a better place. Right? We're going to continue in the web and plain English. I'm not even sure what I'm going to talk about next week, but hopefully, in fact, if let me ask any of my followers and listeners out there, if you've got a specific question, ask me out on Facebook, facebook.com/DaveWorks. If you want to listen in live to the radio show, 8:45 every Friday, it's radio.daveworks.net. If you can't listen in live, you can always subscribe to the podcast, which these recordings will post to, podcast.daveworks.net. We'll see you next week. I hope you have a great weekend. Hope to see you at the fairgrounds this weekend. Take care.
You're listening to the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn, Colfax, Nevada City.